Blog Talk Radio.
God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Let us pray. A thanksgiving prayer. What is a thanksgiving prayer? A thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible in Psalms 100, describes this prayer: "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen. At this time, I will play a selection. Praise God, praise God. Is it Holy Spirit? I'll just play it.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen, amen, amen.
And he's able.
Yes, he is.
The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Our God is able, amen.
Amen, amen.
He's able. Hallelujah. Come to let you know that my God is able, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. Yeah. Oh, I come to let you know, oh, that my God is. Yes, he is able to heal you now, yeah. Yes, my God is able. I think you don't know. I said, I come to let you know that the God of the power. I came to let you know that my God is able, yeah, able to set you free. Yes, my God is able. I came to let you know tonight, it's part of what you're going through, that my God is able, able to set you free. Oh, yes, my God is able. Yeah, 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 yeah. I came to let you know. Whatever you're going through tonight, just remember, my God is able.
That my God is able. Yes, my God is able. I come to let you know. You see, I'm trying to for myself, and I know that He's able to heal you now. Yes, my God. Let me tell you a little bit about what I've been through, yeah. See, I've been homeless, yeah. but God is bigger. Hey, yeah, yeah. So I come to let you know tonight, there's nothing impossible for God.
Look at your neighbor, tell him he's able.
Able.
Come on, say he's able.
Able.
He's able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Say able.
Able.
Able. Able. Able. You see.
Able.
Oh, able.
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 No matter what you're bound with, drugs, sex, whatever it might be, God has the power to break you loose. And is able to come into your marriage and set you free. Is able to come into your life and deliver you. Whatever the problem might be, my God is able. Oh, why don't you just give him a try? Reach out to the Lord. Call on his name. Cause he's able. Cause he's able. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God is able. Able to release you. Able to set you free. Able to heal you, yeah. Able to deliver you. Able to rescue you. Able to hold you up. Able to bring you out of whatever storm you might be going through. He is able to provide, yeah. He's able to make way out of no way. God, I make something out of nothing. Hallelujah, he's the creator of the heaven and the earth. My God is able, yes he is. Yes he is. Oh, I know, I know. I can't let you know that my God is able. Oh, come on, somebody worship the Lord. Somebody bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah, hallelujah, he is worthy. Oh, somebody give him praise, somebody give him glory, give him worship. We worship you, Lord, we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh, there is none like you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise, we give you glory, Lord. Oh, come on, praise him because he's able. I said praise him because he's able. Praise him because he's able. Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Amen. Father God, I pray that it be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son, who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. And Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in, may be healed. I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations, receive deliverance. I pray for those that are lost in darkness, receive the light of your salvation. We thank you for supplying our every need. And all these blessings, we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with us with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So you don't want to miss it. Dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen. All of my help comes from the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night. For bringing us to a brand new day, we bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who needs healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, The Word of Worship. In Nehemiah 8:6, and it says, Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, amen, and amen. Then they bowed down low and worshiped the Lord. Praise be to God. Have you ever been reading scripture and the Holy Spirit touch your heart in such a powerful way that you begin to worship God? We see this happen when Ezra opened God's word, and began to read it to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. When the people realized the Lord's awesome provision for them, they fell on their faces in admiration. At times, we come before the Lord, and it's possible we're not really certain of what is causing the struggles we are living with. But then God reveals something very personal and private to us. Some way he is healing or providing for us. This leads us to understand how deeply and intimately God loves us and cares for the issues closest to our hearts. He speaks directly to our most cherished hopes and answers the deepest questions of our souls through his word in ways we have never imagined possible. And it costs us to worship him. If you have never experienced that, I pray the Lord will open scripture to you in that way. Because God's word reveals who he is and how much he loves you in a manner nothing else can. And that can change everything for you. Amen? I hope and pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Amen? Let us pray. Jesus, we love you. Lead us to worship. Lead us to worship you. Through your word, in your name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise be to God. Heavenly Father, please keep our families, friends, and loved ones safe today. Lord, watch over them and let good health, happiness, answered prayers, and many blessings be their portion. If someone is hurting today, may you comfort them with your love, grace, and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson this evening in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us, please feel free to dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and mercy, which woke us up this morning and kept us safe through the night, for bringing us to a brand new day. We bless your holy name. We remain forever grateful for our homes, work, and families, and pray that you will send angels to protect us. May you mend every broken heart, touch all who needs healing, comfort all who moan, and bless those with financial needs. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. pray that you have enjoyed our inspirational music and prayers this evening. And now it is time for our lesson today, which our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come and conduct, and we're going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Bless you, Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. And how are you?
I'm blessed. I'm cold. And I don't know what else. I'm aching. I don't know. It was just so cold today.
Yeah, you don't have a heater?
It's on, but it's in one spot, and I'm in another spot.
Oh, you better bring it near your body. That's where you need it.
I wish I could, but unfortunately, it's a fireplace.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I know how you feel. I have my heat on, and I'm feeling better.
Don't worry. I will be putting it on in that room tonight because I know it's going to be cold in there.
Yeah, it's changing.
It's a little too early for coldness, though.
Well, it's right on time. It's going to get warmer next week, I heard.
Really?
Ooh. Back in the 70s with the weather report.
Praise the Lord.
So it's not in the city. It's just a temporary thing, giving us a taste of the Well, it is fall, you know. We came back on the 23rd. That was the first day of fall.
Oh, it was? I didn't even pay attention.
The 23rd.
Wow. Mm-hmm. No wonder the weather changed so drastically.
Yeah, well, it's not to stay. It's just, like I said, a taste.
Yes, of what to come. Praise God.
Yeah. Of what's to come.
All right.
Anyone else online with us?
Not yet.
Okay, so I'm going to open in prayer.
Okay.
Blessings in Heavenly Father, it's once and once again, a few of your humble servants assembled to give you praise, glory, and honor. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for sparing our lives. We thank you for life, breath, health, and strength. We thank you for everything, Lord God. Lord, if it wasn't for you, where would we be? We would be lost. We will be lost, but God, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for you. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. So bless Hilda in her situation. I pray that she'll get warmed up, put on a coat or a sweater or something in the meantime.
Yes,
and I know it's no fun being cold. But anyway, to God be all the glory. Cover her, protect her, love on her even more. Bless her family. Bless her coming and her going. Just continue to love on Hilda, Evangelist Hilda. And Lord, bless me too while you're handing out blessings. Don't forget me.
Amen.
Thank you for what you are doing. I thank you for what you've done, and I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for people that can assist me, and I sure needed some help today on my laptop and my phone, and I got it. It's not complete, but I got it, and I receive it, and I am so thankful for that.
Amen.
So again, bless all those who are under the sound of my voice, whether it's on archives or live, and bless those from the House of the Lord Online Ministries, all those that attend our basic theology study and those who do not. So we just, again, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. Thank you in all situations and circumstances, worldwide, locally, communally, neighborhood-wise. Just bless us and make a way out of no way, Father God. We love you so much. And if there's anything I have omitted, forgive us of our sins. If there's anything I have omitted for the best of it, please make it come true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It's my biggest glory. Yes. We're going to get started with our lesson. And we're in chapter 44. Give me a second. Chapter 44. Oh, yeah. Chapter 44. We're on page 301, I know that much.
Yes.
301. And this is chapter 44, the self-emptying of Christ. And we're going to continue on page 301 at the part talking about the self-emptying committed.
Mm-hmm.
This is under the heading of 299, of the true meaning of the concept. Okay, I'm talking again about the self-emptying. Do you have any thoughts about that, talking about Christ?
The true meaning of emptying?
The self-emptying.
Self-emptying. What did it say about that? Was that when we were saying that we empty all the bad things out of us and allow the new things to come in?
No, this is all about Christ, the self-emptying of
all
Christ.
About Christ.
Mm-hmm.
No. Go ahead. It'll come back to me.
Okay, so basically it's talking about him emptying himself of the nature of God, that he was now, but he was human and he was divine at the same time. So it was no true self-emptying of the Spirit of Christ, because he said in John, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. All right, so the Father and the Son are one. We're going to get back into page 301, the first paragraph, rather I should say the start of the first paragraph. It's the self-emptying permitted the addition of humanity and did not involve in any way the subtraction of deity or canceling the use of the attributes of deity. So what does that mean to you?
I don't know, because I don't know where you are.
All you have to do is listen. It's the first paragraph on page 301, not the continuation from 300,
which
is the movement of the passage start. Not that paragraph, but the one beneath that. And I'll read it again. Do you see it?
Go ahead.
Do you see it?
I'm on 301 at B.
Okay, I'm asking you if you see where I'm at, the first paragraph.
The movement.
Okay,
yes.
I'll read it.
Okay,
I got it. The self-emptying permitted the addition of humanity. This is the question. The self-emptying permitted the addition of humanity and did not involve in any way the subtraction of deity or canceling the use of the attributes of deity. Does that mean anything to you? And if so, what do you get out of that?
No. I forgot. I really forgot what it was saying.
How could you forget? We just getting to this.
No, we wasn't some of this in the other.
This is the first time we're reading this, so I don't know what you mean you forgot.
In other words, I heard it before about the deity.
Okay, so it's saying that self-emptying allowed the addition, the adding of humanity, and did not involve in any way the subtraction or the taking away of the godness of the deity or canceling the use of the attributes of deity.
So
the self-emptying did not allow for... You going to answer now?
So you're saying it's saying that even though Christ was human, but he was also spirit.
I'm listening.
No, I'm asking the question.
It didn't say he was spirit. It says he was deity. He was also God.
Okay. That's what I wanted
okay,
to
so
know.
That word, deity.
Him being human did not take away from him being God or canceling the attributes of him being God.
Okay.
So there was a change of form, but not of content of the divine being. So even though he changed, he was no longer just spirit. His form changed in that he was not a likeness of man. It didn't change his divine or his divinity. So
okay.
He did not give up deity or the use of those attributes in this way. He added humanity.
Okay.
Read that line again. He did not give up deity. He did not give up being God or the use of those attributes, those omniscience, omnipresent, omnipotent. He didn't give that up. Instead, he added humanity. And this
okay.
is what people say, that he was, he couldn't be both.
Oh, man. That's a Cesarite calling. I'm going to mute. Yeah. I'll mute 1 minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, good. So, again, he was both human and divine, 100% human and 100% divine at the same time. So, there was a change of form, but not of content of attributes. He added humanity, and this in order to be able to die. Isaiah puts it this way. He poured out himself to death. So let's take a look at Isaiah 53 and 12.
Okay. Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Praise the Lord.
Praise
How are
the
you,
Lord.
Angela? How are you? I just got in from work.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I had a good day. Everybody's singing. I love that.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Good. We live to see another year, so we always got to thank God for seeing another year.
Yes.
Oh,
I wish you many, many more.
Thank you. Thank you.
100 more. 50. Oh, so we're going to Isaiah 53
and
12.
12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mute me for a second.
Okay. You're mute. Okay. Isaiah 53 and 12 says, I will give him the honors of a victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. He was counted among the rebels. He bore the sins of many and interceded for rebels. Who are they talking about?
Okay, so that's talking about the emptying of himself.
Oh, Jesus.
Now read 11 to 12, through 12. It said, out of that terrible travail of soul, he'll see that it's worth it and be glad he did it. Through what he experienced, my righteous one, my servant, will make many righteous ones, as he himself carries the burden of their sins. Therefore, I'll reward him extravagantly, the best of everything, the highest honors, because he looked death in the face and didn't flinch, because he embraced the company of the lowest. He took on his own shoulders the sin of the many. He took up the cause of all the black sheep. So again, he emptied himself of whatever his deity, but he didn't lose his deity, all right?
Uh-huh.
So he did all of that to take on the cause of the sinful one, and yet he was without sin. And
yes.
All of that.
In other words, he took on our sins.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the only way we can get that is how?
The only way we get what?
What you just said. You said our sins. He took on our sins. How do we get that?
By confessing our sins and go down in the water and come back up and we become a new.
You have to believe in heaven. That's how we get it. You have to believe in God.
Yeah.
You have to believe in God in order to get that. That salvation.
Yes. Okay.
So it seems to me that even evangelicals blunt the point of the passage by missing its principal emphasis, as suggested above, and focusing on trying to delineate what limitations Christ experienced in his earthly state. To be sure, the God-man experienced limitations, but equally sure the God-man evidenced the prerogatives of deity. So he experienced some limitations, but at the same time, he showed the prerogatives, the rights of the deity, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, conservatives suggest that the kenosis means the veiling of Christ's pre-incarnate glory, which is true only in a relative sense. See Matthew 17, 1 through 8, John 1, 14, and John 17, 5. Well, they suggest it means the voluntary non-use of some of his attributes of deity. This was true on occasion, but certainly not always throughout his life. John 1:48, 2:24, 16:30. Neither did he only do his miracles always in the power of the Spirit, but sometimes in his own power. Luke 22:51, John 18:6. So, if our understanding of kenosis comes from Philippians 2, we should get our definition of the concept there. And that passage does not discuss at all the question of how or how much Christ's glory was veiled. What does that mean, how his glory was veiled?
His glory was veiled when he ascended into heaven.
No, they're talking about why he was down here on earth.
Oh, down here on earth. But is it through all the miracles that he performed?
But they're saying his glory was veiled. It was covered. They didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, right. It was like our eyes was like blind, like a veil over our eyes that we didn't see.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Not that they didn't see, but basically because they didn't believe and they did not accept.
Right.
So his glory was veiled. Nor does it say anything about the use or restrictions of divine attributes. It does say that the emptiness concerned becoming a man to be able to die. Thus, the kenosis means leaving his pre-incarnate position. What is pre-incarnate again?
Oh, pre-incarnate is in... I forgot.
Before he came back, came down in the flesh while he was still with his father before the foundation of the world. He was in a pre-incarnate state. So his pre-incarnate position and taking on a servant humanity, in other words, leaving his spirit life as with his father and coming to earth in the form of a baby as a servant humanity.
Okay? Got it.
Any questions?
No.
Okay, B, a definition. In the kenosis, Christ emptied himself of retaining and exploiting his status in the Godhead and took on humanity in order to die. Okay, so in kenosis, he emptied himself of the deity, his status as the Godhead, in the Godhead, it says, and took on humanity in order to die. And that's what it said in Isaiah, that he gave up himself to death. He poured out himself to death. And he couldn't do it unless he was in a human form, right?
Right.
He couldn't die
right.
if he wasn't in a human form.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he had to take on that likeness of man. Number three, the false meanings of the concept. Christ surrendered some of or all of his attributes. What does that mean?
What do you mean, Christ surrendered all, some or all of his attributes? Does it mean that he gave up his heavenly form to come down to earth and as a human?
Right. He gave up some of his attributes.
Okay.
Okay, so this misconception states that kenosis means our Lord actually gave up his attributes of deity, or at least the relative attributes of omnipresence, omnipotence, and omniscience. Biblically, this is false, and theologically, it is impossible. If he surrendered any attribute, then he ceased to be God during his earthly life. There would then be no way he could have said what he did in John 10:30, that he and the Father were one in essence. Christ did not denude himself of any aspect of his deity. So he didn't take away any aspect of his being like God. Let's go back and look at some of the scriptures, and it's quite a few. And the second section, which is starting with Matthew 17:1-8.
Valerie, you back with us?
Yes, I am. Okay. Matthew 17:1-8, I got it.
Go ahead.
Sister Barbara, you want me to read?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Is that Matthew 17:1-17? And after 6 days, Jesus pulled.
You're breaking up.
Excuse me? Oh.
You're breaking up.
I am? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me try to position it right because that's what I have to do.
Okay.
So, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then asked Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
Wow.
And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which is the loved son, in whom I am well pleased. He, and when they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Jesus only. And as they
Amen.
Came down, that's it? Eight.
Thank you.
Eight. Okay.
Any thoughts about what you read?
Well, was it the disciples? They realized that through Moses and Elias was Jesus. And was it when he came down from the mountain? God showed up. And ministered to the disciples, saying, this is my beloved son. And he expresses reverence in whom I am well pleased. And he said to listen to Jesus. He said, hear
mm-hmm.
him.
Mhm. Okay, and so who was with Jesus?
Moses and Elias.
No. Who? Jesus took somebody with him, and who was that?
Was it Peter, James, and John?
Peter, James, and John. Yes. Those are the three that usually always be together, Peter, James, and John. And he was transfigured. What does that mean? Jesus was transfigured.
Well, transfigured is like the God.
It's muffled.
Like a bright, what? Yes.
Can you help her out, Evangelist?
Transfigure. He was. I think it's that he was like a human, but he had the brightness and the glory of God, the light, like a shining light around him.
Okay. So this is after he was crucified.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was no longer a human because he had risen from the dead and his body was different. He had a glorified body, right?
Right.
Okay, so his body changed. His appearance changed.
Yes.
And it says from the inside out, right before their eyes, sunlight poured from his face. His clothes were filled with light. Then they realized mm-hmm. that Moses and Elijah were also there in deep conversation with him. So he changed. He was
yes.
He was transformed. He was transfigured. All right? Let's take a look at John 1 and 14, Evangelist, and then 17 and 5.
John 1 and 14. I have this.
John 1 and 14 says,
yes.
So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. Amen. Mm.
Amen. And 75.
What's the next one?
John 17 and verse 5.
Okay, 17.
I have it.
Go ahead.
And now, O Father, glory thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Amen. And what does that mean to you, if anything?
Jesus is talking to God.
Mm-hmm.
And he's asking him for glory. His glory. God's glory. Like the Word in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Is he asking him for glory?
Oh, yes. His glory. God's glory. Oh, Father, glorify thee, thou me, with thy own self and with the glory which I have with thee before this world was.
All right, you're right.
So you guys have got to embrace him again. Mm-hmm. Let it be the way it was before he came into this world.
Amen. All right.
And now, thank you. Then look at John.
Valerie, mute me for a second.
Mute, Valerie?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I don't know what is the
148. John
148. John 1:48. John, chapter 1.
Yes, John 1 and verse 48.
Okay, chapter 1. And it says, how do you know about me? Nathanael asked. Jesus replied, I could see you under the fig tree before Philip found you. Amen.
Amen.
Wait, you said 48, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm not reading
the wrong. Never did.
Mm-hmm.
And now 2 and 24.
2 and 24. 23, 24. But Jesus did not trust them because he knew human nature.
Okay. He knew them inside and out, knew mm-hmm. how untrustworthy they were. He didn't need any help in seeing right through them. So he didn't need to call on his deity aspects. Mm-hmm. He could see right through them.
Oh, yeah, because he was God.
Yeah. And so what's the next one? 16 and 30. John
16:30. Okay. 16:30. Now we understand that you know everything and there's no need to question you. From this, we believe that you came from God. Amen. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the light seems to have been turned on.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Finally. So Luke 22 and 51.
Okay.
Before we do that, let's stay in John 18 and 6, then we go to Luke. John 18 and 6.
6 says, as Jesus said, I am he. They all drew back and fell to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am. Now Luke 22 and 51.
Okay. Luke 22. Got to go back to Luke
22 and 51.
Really? Okay. 51 says, but Jesus said, no more of this. And he touched the man's ear and healed him.
All right. So what happened there? I know we didn't read the entire chapter, but what happened there? Can you recollect?
That's when they came to get Jesus from the garden.
Right.
Yeah, the Garden of Gethsemane.
Gethsemane. And one of them,
sorry about that.
That's okay. One of them drew the sword and cut off the soldier's ear.
Yes. Yes.
And Jesus was saying, no, we're not doing that. It was picked up. I don't know who picked it up. So he touched the servant's ear. He healed him.
Yes.
Let's put it back on and healed him. So let's take a look at Philippians 2. And this is coming, talking about understanding kenosis. From Philippians.
Is Valerie
back there?
Oh, I have to unmute her to see.
Now,
Val, you back?
I was here. I was here. And
once you unmute, then I don't know if you're back.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, somebody's ringing my door. Go ahead.
Philippians 2 is 30 verses. So I'm going to ask Valerie to read through 15 and Evangelist to read 15 through 16 through 30, okay?
What was the scriptures I'm reading?
Philippians 2, you're going to read half.
Yeah.
So Val is going to read from 1 through 15, and you're going to read 16 through 30.
Okay.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, Philippians 2. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comforter of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Let not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery, but be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, which rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shall shine as lights in the world. That was it.
What were you reading?
You're on 16. You do 16.
I'll
finish it up.
16 from Philippians 2?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. 16. And 16 says, hold firmly to the word of life, then on the day of Christ's return, I will be proud that I did not run the race in vain and that my work was not useless. But I will rejoice even if I lose my life, pouring it out like a liquid offering to God, just like your faithful servant is an offering to God. And I want all of you to share that joy. Yes, you should rejoice, and I will share your joy. 19. If the Lord Jesus is willing, I hope to send Timothy to you soon for a visit. Then he can cheer me up by telling me how you are getting along. I have no one else like Timothy who genuinely cares about your welfare. All the others care only for themselves and not for what matters to Jesus Christ. But you know how Timothy has proved himself. Like a son with his father, he has served with me in preaching the good news. I hope to send him to you just as soon as I find out what is going to happen to me here. And I have confidence from the Lord that I myself will come to see you soon. 25. Meanwhile, I thought I should send Epaphroditus back to you. He is a true brother, co-worker, and fellow soldier, and he was your messenger to help me in my need. I am sending him because he has been longing to see you, and he was very distressed that you heard he was ill. And he certainly was ill. In fact, he almost died. But God had mercy on him and also on me, so that I would not have one sorrow after another. So I am all the more anxious to send him back to you, for I know you will be glad to see him. And then I will not be so worried about you. Welcome him with Christian love and with great joy, and give him the honor that people like him deserve. For he risked his life for the work of Christ, and he was at the point of death while doing for me what you could not do from far away. Amen.
Wow. Amen, amen.
Beautiful.
Good to have friends. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts about what we read?
Well, who is we reading about? Paul and his friend Epaphras.
Epaphroditus.
Epaphroditus, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So he was helping Paul out while... Was Paul ill at that time that he could not go back to do the rest of the work that he was doing?
He was in jail.
Oh, he was in prison.
Yeah, he was in prison, and he couldn't, you know, he's a prisoner.
So where did he find, what's his name?
Epaphroditus?
Yes.
Well, that's a visitor. You know, you can have visitors while you're in prison.
Oh, so he was a believer.
Yes, he was a believer. He came to help Paul.
Okay.
And so he was saying, had it not been for Epaphroditus, he really didn't know what he would do because nobody else was helping him. So even though Epaphroditus had been sick, he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and he was thankful that he didn't die, because had he died, it would have been grief on top of grief. What word did he use? What did he say? He was fine. He nearly died, as you know, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, he had mercy on me too. His death would have been one huge grief piled on top of all the others. So it would have been grief for losing his friend, as well as not being able to get any resources from outside of the jail that he was in. And I believe he was in jail in a house, not that he was in a cell
in
someplace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he wasn't in a cell someplace. He was in a house, from my understanding. And so, but he just couldn't leave. He was like under house arrest.
Okay. Yeah, house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
If he was in jail, then it would have been a jail cell. But he was on house arrest.
Well, I don't know if they had cells back then. Do you know if they had cells in that time? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Not as such. They would put them in the dungeon, all right? They would tie them in tie them up in stocks, remember?
Yeah.
And restrict them from, you know, mobility, so they couldn't get around, they couldn't walk around. But as far as I know, he was not in stocks, but he was imprisoned in this house. Okay, so we're going to put a pin in it right there. And
come back.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
No.
Hello. Pin in it right here. Okay. We're gonna stop at the last paragraph, which is B, on page 302. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're ending this chapter, but we're not finished yet.
Yeah.
All right. So, any comments before I ask Ms. Valerie how her day has gone? She said she had a nice day for her birthday.
The number you are calling is using RoboKiller to identify and block unwanted callers. The number you are calling from has been blocked. You can choose to leave a message, but the party may not respond.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Could you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know why. They said this number was blocked or something.
Valerie, you have the number up here twice.
Oh.
That's why.
Oh, because I called back in because I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear you. I called back in. I don't know why. I couldn't hear you at all. I couldn't hear you finish up that chapter.
I've been having a good day.
I have been having a good day. Me and my husband got some ups and downs, but when I walked in, I had to go in the field today. So I did some work in the neighborhood and came home for a minute. But when I went back to work, they serenaded me. As soon as I got in the office, happy birthday.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wanted some coffee. And it took so long. I did my little overtime, my extra hour. But I'm ready to go out the door. Went upstairs, made my coffee. When I came back down, Starburst was all over the place. And then they swept the cake on my desk.
Oh,
I'm like, oh,
nice.
this was so sweet. And
that's
then,
very
you
nice.
Know, somebody sang happy birthday to me. I got a lot of texts from family, and I had this line, the cousin, we call it the cousin line. My mother's and sister's and brother kids, we all communicate on this cousin line. And nobody was hitting me up today, but soon as I said, it's my birthday. Everybody started checking in, and the gifts are all nice and everything. So what are you going to do, Dave? Simple days. I told Clyde, we both had so much. I told Clyde, I'm going to go get a drink.
He's like, don't do that. We love your husband. Don't do that. We're going to get a drink of water.
I like to feel good on this day because God is good. I have a young neighbor banging down my door now because we're born on the same day.
A little baby,
like I'm trying to place this family, and they have a little baby that's born on the same day. They said, "Let me bring the baby." They said, "Let me bring the baby down so you can see it," because I wanted to give a donation. OMG, I'm glad they brought that 2-year-old down because he's so big, like a 5-year-old. You can't buy him no 2-year-old clothes or nothing. What a little miracle, baby.
Wonderful.
Happy birthday. You don't look too well, babe.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired. Up and down.
I had a good day on the job, especially the way they, because like when I first started that job, they came without any kind of, I came in here without any kind of hospitality, and I was about to quit that job.
You didn't have an orientation, you mean?
No. I'm just saying that the people were so rude. Nasty. Changed the atmosphere a little bit. I think they love when I come in there. When you go in and feel, oh my God, you know. Because today when I came in there, they serenade me. Everybody was saying happy, but I'm like, I must have been making some commotion up in here. So I told him one time, I'm the oldest one up in here. I'm 61 and I'll be retiring next week, so I ain't gonna be putting up with all this next year. Maybe. I said maybe I might retire early. Can't work under no stress.
I know, right?
Not even a little bit.
What do you want us to do? You want us to do something? Celebrate?
Well, maybe, yeah, maybe we could do something together. Let's wait till your birthday. Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about
maybe
it.
We could do something together.
You know,
I missed that dinner. Now it's time to go out to dinner.
Uh-huh.
Evangelist, so I know sin, drinking is not sin, but I just thought I need a good reason to have a drink. Man, and I'm kind of like wondering, should we go out to dinner and dine or what?
You mean tonight?
Is that to you? Like, no, for our birthdays, together as a group.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying we'll figure that out. But right now, I wish I could, you know, have done something with you on your birthday. You
right.
know,
well,
but
we could do it together. We'll do it together.
That's what I'm saying. So we'll do it at a later date, maybe on my date.
We'll do it on your birthday. On your birthday. Mm-hmm. On your birthday.
But
we'll just look back and say, oh, child, was your birthday too?
But we have to talk about it because I want to see if the other ladies want to join us.
Okay, well, Evangelist, you think we should talk about this?
Of course. I mean, it can be.
You can call a meeting. Call a meeting. Call a meeting. Evangelist, I put the title in the mail today.
Okay. Thank you.
I put $10 for the past appreciation
mm-hmm.
and on the rest of time.
Okay.
All right, so we'll figure it out. Right now I think we're going to do the benediction, and I can't do a meeting tomorrow, and Thursday night might be better, but Thursday night is going to be too late because we have to do excessive hours.
Before the 29th, whatever is good for everybody, on your birthday or before, but let's not do it after. Let's just let it go if we don't get together.
Yeah, because I have a test to do on Thursday, and Friday I have a doctor's appointment, and Saturday is the Bible class that we dinner, lunch or whatever.
Wow.
So, this week is already.
You can't make it.
This week is already.
We could do something planned. We don't have to do anything spontaneous, you know. I'm your sister for life.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you can. We finish. Then she can pray us out.
Okay,
our sister. You can pray us out.
Valerie. Oh, me?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
please.
Oh, gracious God, Heavenly Father, I come to you as humble as I know how, Jesus. Asking that you not white, but clean us as white as snow, Lord God. Purge us from all sin and unrighteousness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we may be able to receive your word, Lord God, and your instruction, Lord God, and to carry it out, Lord God, and to share it with other people, Lord God, and keep us on that thin and narrow, Lord God, that we may be able to see Jesus, in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer. Love you, Evangelist. Happy birthday to you and a little many more. And I pray that you get everything that your heart desires.
Amen.
I just wanted coffee and went to see all this Starbucks all over the place. That made my heart so. I mean, you know, I don't want to dig in anybody's pocket. I'm like, I just wanted some coffee. I felt so sleepy. And I wanted to, you know, finish up that day doing as best I could.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to, and to see that Starbucks, it's sometimes it's just a little things.
I know, right? That's
yeah.
good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad it was a good
mm-hmm.
one. I'm glad it was a good one. But it's not over
mm-hmm.
yet. Okay? It's not over yet. I'm going to say good night.
The rest of the week. When my birthday comes, I celebrate the whole month.
Hugs, blessings, and kisses, baby. Love you.
You're going to celebrate
you
the whole
too.
Month?
Yes, I do. I
okay,
the
okay.
month of May.
Okay. So long I hope you're cooking. I'll be over every
okay.
day. I hope you're cooking. Have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.